Can you talk a little bit about the decision to go from the high school coaching ranks to try your hand at first in the pros and now here in college, what that decision was like for you?
Yeah, I just think in any profession, your goal is to move up. And, you know, I had a really, really good run at the high school level, but I wanted to challenge myself more. And obviously when the Dolphins called, I thought it was a great opportunity. It was at home. I didn't have to uproot the family, and it was an opportunity to go learn at the highest level. And from there, when Coach Norvell gave me the call, you know, just spending that year in at the pro level, it wasn't as intimate as the high school level. So when I got the call from Coach Norvell, you know, I thought about it because it was a tough decision, but ultimately I decided because it gave me more of a high school feel, a feel where I can be more hands-on with the guys. And, you know, so far so good. They welcomed me with open arms, have a good group of kids, and looking forward to the challenge. So we did pretty good last year. We want to raise that mark, you know, these upcoming years.
Aslan with Warte.
Do you and Coach Norvell have like a pre-existing relationship? Is there anybody on this staff, you know? I mean, how did it sort of come about? Did you have an agent reach out to him? Can you kind of walk us through that process?
Yeah, just you know, coaching at the high school level, you see these guys all the time come and recruit my school, which is one of the premier high schools in the country. So I knew Coach Norvell from recruiting. Obviously, Randon Shannon actually coached me with the Dolphins. That's how old Randy is. I know Coach Dave Johnson. I'm originally from New Orleans, so I know Dave from New Orleans. Played against Ryan Dugans. Obviously, I know Coach Odell, you know, Keywan, Coach Russell. I was familiar with a lot of guys on the staff, and that made the transition, you know, much easier, just knowing that I can come here and these guys, you know, kind of help me through the process, you know, get started and everything. And, you know, like I said, man, so far it's been great. Those guys have been great. The whole administration has been great. And just looking to get this thing rolling.
We've got one on Zoom here, Matt Michelle with Orlando Sentinel.
Yeah, Patrick, I want to ask, when you get a chance to sit down and actually look at what Florida State did last year, the last couple of years, what is your assessment of defensive back, the secondary
hole? Yeah, just growth and maturity. I think, you know, those guys finished fourth in the country in passing yards allowed. I think the thing that, you know, we want to do more this year is take the ball away. You know, being around football a long time, I think if you're able to win a turnover battle, you have a pretty good chance of winning, what, almost 85% of your game. So, you know, even though we held teams to 165 passing yards a game, I think the next step will be, you know, taking the ball away and giving our explosive offense the ball repeatedly.
Essam Kassim, Democrat.
Hey, you mentioned you're from Miami. You played for the Dolphins. So how hard was the decision to, you know, uproot the family, like you mentioned, and come to Florida State?
It was a tough decision. You know, obviously I was at the highest level. You know, why leave the highest level, take a step down, you know, to college? But I haven't been in college, so I wanted to test the waters, you know, kind of get my feet wet and see what it was. And, you know, I haven't coached a game yet, but just being around the guys, it's like I said, it gives me more of a high school feel, you know, where I'm able to kind of mold these guys, you know, into what they're going to become. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Obviously, you know, we have some lofty expectations this year, you know, to make it to the Final Four and beyond. So it's going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
Chris Mee, 247.
Coach, how much do you think, having been at the high school level, having a son go through the recruiting process, having a ton of players get recruited at a high level, gives you a different perspective as a recruiter now at the college level?
It's different. It's different. Obviously, you know, in high school, you're dealing with younger guys and but at this level, you actually got to get on the road. And with Florida State being a national school, you got to go find players all over. And I know we have our regions and everything where we recruit, but if we're going to get Florida State back to where we needed to be, we got to go get the best players in the country, no matter where they are. And, you know, that was my message. And I think Coach, you know, has taken heed to that and just let me go get guys. So, you know, it's been a new experience for me. But it's been worth it. And, you know, I know you hear all the negative connotations about recruiting and all that, but it's no big deal. You know, you're just developing relationships with kids, you know, meeting the parents. And for me, that's fun. The hardest part is the driving part, but I can get used to that. But it's, you know, I got here, what, 3 weeks ago? They put me on the road the next day. So it's been fun.
Zach Bloodstein, 247.
I guess just.
I'm finally getting to see you guys' faces. You know, I know 247, but now I'm finally getting to see y'all, so it's all good.
When you're breaking down film of these high school prospects or guys in the transfer portal, what exactly are you looking for in your defensive backs?
Yeah, I'm looking for guys who's doing things similar to what we're going to do at this level. We play a lot of press coverage, and, you know, I'm looking for guys who play press man, and I can get kind of spoiled because I coach, you know, guys at Heritage who actually played, you know, that press man. Obviously, my son Tyson gone to the Pro Bowl and see him this week, you know, in Las Vegas. So, you know, you kind of get spoiled, but there's a lot of talent out there, and you just got to, you know, turn every leaf over to go find them, and I'm willing to do that. And, you know, really with the location of Florida State, you don't have to go too far to find them. All the talent in Florida and Georgia, Louisiana right there, obviously the Panhandle and Mobile, you know, you can kind of get the majority of the guys from those places. But, you know, I want a guy who's going to play similar technique, a guy who has natural ball skills. So you might have a receiver, you know, in high school right now going both ways that's going to be projected to play, you know, defensive back in college. And, you know, that's the kind of guys I'm looking for.
Back to Zoom for Matt Marshall.
Yeah, Patrick, I want to ask you, mentioned you jump right in, you got complete recruiting right away. How much of a challenge was that going from the NFL to the college game where you had to actually go out and recruit some of these guys?
You know what, It's been fine. It's been fine. Like I've heard the horror stories about recruiting, but you know, from what I've experienced, it hasn't been that way. And obviously, with the NFL, you know, those guys do a little bit of recruiting, but it's in a different way, like going to pro days and you know the combine. So it's kind of similar in that way. So it really hasn't been a big adjustment for me, because I was used to doing it just on a smaller scale in high school. So. You know, like I said, man, so far so good, and I'm actually looking forward to getting to meet more kids and more parents and developing relationships to get us to that next level.
Corey Clark, more tips.
When you're a great player like you were, how hard is it to then try to teach other people to be great? Because some guys maybe don't have some of the natural ability or just the ability that you had. So what was that transition like to coach guys that aren't Patrick Surtain?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you gotta treat every individual separately. You know, some guys may do things better than other guys, so that's where the coaching aspect come into part. You gotta find out what each individual guy does best and kinda try to hone those skills and the deficiencies that he have, you know, try to work on them and put them within our team concept. And it's going to be a challenge, but I feel I have a great room of guys who are willing to work, and you know they've been bright-eyed, you know, just knowing that I'm coming in and knowing, you know, the pedigree and the guys that I've coached. So I'm actually looking forward to it because I feel we have a group that has a chance to be really, really special.
Do they know? I assume they knew who you were when they looked you up, but they didn't know after you were hired. But have you talked to them about your NFL career?
I have. I've met with each and every player, and I told them I might have to find some of my film on VHS. I don't know if they know anything about that, any VCRs or anything, but now they knew. They mostly knew because the same name and my son was just, you know, closer to their age. But, you know, Coach Norvell made sure they know in the team meetings to bring my accolades up or whatever. But, you know, that's all in the past, man. I'm here to do a specific job here, and that's to get those guys better. Make sure those guys are doing great on and off the football field and ultimately graduating and, you know, try to live out their lifelong dream and make it to the NFL. If not, you know, teaching them certain life lessons to be, you know, just great young men all around.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier the next step for the defense is to create turnovers. How do you go about doing that? Is there certain drills you do? How do you go about, you know, creating a turnover?
Yeah, we just got to work on it. I know we have tackle turnover circuits every day in practice, so just punching the ball out, getting 11 hats to the ball. Don't loaf, you know, because, you know, you loaf on a pass, you might miss a tip or an overthrow. So my whole goal is to get the guys to run to the ball each and every play. When you run to the ball on defense, good things happen. So, and obviously the interception part of it, just having guys, you know, play the ball better, getting their heads around when need be. You know, sometimes you need to get your head around, sometimes you need to play through the hands. You know, just different scenarios like that. And hopefully, you know, get in some positions where we can use zone eyes to kind of get zone vision and just play the routes and play the quarterback. So, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, but I feel I have the group of guys to get it done. I know all the kids, you know, that's a big part. I know all the coaches, and I think those kids down there respect what I've done in the past, and you know, I think they see that Florida State is on the up and up, and you know, when college football was at its best, Florida State was at its best, and I think we're getting back to that point with this last season, and guys see the movement that Coach Norvell has started and all the guys that he's hired, the players that he's brought in. I think they want to be part of that. So I have a big influence on the South Florida community within the football realm and high school kids. And I think that this is something that they'll be really excited to be part of. Yeah, I go back to my high school coach, Coach Ott, you know, who coached me since eighth grade. Coach Watney, my basketball coach, Coach Robinson, a bunch of influences. At the college level, my defense coordinator, Coach Thompson, Coach Dave Womack, who's been a head coach in college before. And in the league, I can just hear Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson, my position coach, Mel Phillips, you know, I've had a lot of influences, you know, in my career. I never in a million years did I think I would, you know, get into coaching. After I retired, you know, I was just trying to find something to do and just going to my son's little league practice. I was like, I'm out here every day. I might as well help out. And then, you know, everything kind of started from there. And, you know, you develop these relationships with these kids, man, and you just fall in love with it. And that's what kind of happened to me.
You've actually played in this.
Yes.
It was in its glory days. What do you remember about that game, if anything? I guess, did you cover Ron Dukes? Was he in that game, I guess?
I remember we got our butt kicked.
Well,
we were actually up 7-0, I think, and then it was like...
I just looked. It was 14-14.
It was 14-14, see? And I remember after that, we couldn't get a three-step ball because they had Peter Bowler, Renaud Wilson, Wadsworth, all them guys. And I know Peter Warwick was on that team. Mm-hmm. Who was the quarterback? Winky?
No, that would have been Busby.
I know Warwick Dunn was on that team, so they were loaded. That was the Florida State team to the bowl. And, you know, I remember coming here, man, and the atmosphere was, you know, second to none. 14-14, where they wound up 50-14. So they went on a 40-0 run on us. So I remember vividly. Absolutely. I remember when he came, you know, to the school and recruited. You know, he had that same passion and just talking to guys who coach under him from Memphis. You know, they say he's always that way. He's, you know, he always had that energy, man, and he's well-liked. He's respected by his players. You know, he's tough in a way, but at the same time, you know, he's relentless in the pursuit of excellence. And you can see, man, those first 2 years – he was kind of trying to get his guys in, trying to get this thing rolling. Then last year, it kind of just happened. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. He has a blueprint in place that's going to, you know, take us to where we need to get.
Brendan?
You mentioned they hit the ground running when you got here 3 weeks ago. That's been an open recruiting period. You got to beat 50 players.
it's hard. I haven't even found a place to stay yet, so I'm just chilling at the AC Marriott right now. But, you know, hopefully in these next couple of weeks, you know, like you said, February is a dead period, so we'll get more time off. So hopefully I can just get settled and just get on some solid footing. But as far as the recruiting and the kids and everything, you know, you do all that in the office, just the off-field stuff, you know, just getting the family situated, you know, that's the thing that's been, you know, been the most hard. But the good thing is I have my daughter's here. My daughter's at FAMU, so I get to see her, you know, every day, and it's been good.
Admiral, would you have been able to walk away from an NFL job if this program wasn't on the rise?
Probably not. And it's still in the state of Florida. Like, if Minnesota would have called me, I would have stayed with the Dolphins. If Washington and Washington State called me, I would have stayed with the Dolphins. But Tallahassee, 5 hours away from home, with the iconic program like Florida State that's getting back to their glory days, you know, it was the perfect situation. So, you know, lightning happened in the bottle twice with the Dolphins and now Florida State, and, you know, I'm ready to leave my mark on the program.
Super Bowl or bust at the next level. I mean, the fact that you're here now, the program, it seems like there's a championship or bust mentality. How much are you embracing that? How much do you enjoy being around that?
Oh, that's fun. That's why you coach. That's why you coach. You know, you have all these expectations put on you, but, you know, your job as a coach to get your guys ready each and every Saturday to go fulfill those expectations. And, you know, you may come up short, but you're going to give the 100%, you know, each and every day. And I think if you do that, you know, and just be solid with these kids, you know, you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I gave it all I got. And with the talent we have coming back, we definitely have a chance to be really, really special this year.
Okay. We're all set.
Thank you. Good? Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Nice meeting you.
All right.